Revelation, the end will come.
Oh.
I mean, you had to take a leap there, but. Never mind. Romans 12. Don't say a word, Jeff. Peter, you going to Fort Worth?
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Verse 9, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. That's where we ended last time. Now, my next one is interesting. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We've talked about it many times. In Hebrew, the opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is sloth. And slothful in Greek is okneros. And it means to delay, and there's some great places where it's let's go to just it's the same meaning of the word. Go to Judges 18. The trip from, you've heard me talk many times about how the travel from Egypt to Jerusalem by the Israelis or the Hebrews was the path that all men have to take. Egypt is always the eternal type of the world. You go through the Red Sea in baptism. You wander in the wilderness until you're shed of the grave clothes. And then you enter the promise. The trek from the world in the first Passover to Israel should have lasted the time from the Feast of Passover to the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a few months. But instead it lasted 40 years. Now it lasted 40 years for fundamentally two reasons. The first reason was the mercy of God, that is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. But second was the rebellion of the people. And so there's a point in time in which, because the rebellion was considered sloth, and we'll see that in a minute. And so that there's a point in time for, there was a point in time for Israel, and there's a point in time for us in which his long suffering is over. And the knowledge of that should destroy sloth within us. Now, here, listen carefully now, and we'll go back and study a little more completely. But in verse 9, and they said, "Arise, that we may be go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. And when you go, you shall come unto a people secure and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth." Now, that promise is still the same. There is no want of anything if you go and possess the land. Go immediately. And the land that we possess now, since the cross, is the New Jerusalem. And it is our inheritance. It is there. There is no delay necessary. There's no... The only reason it's long-suffering. But his long-suffering has an end. And if you don't understand that, then you will always excuse your sloth, and i.e. excuse time, Gary. You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Yeah, I was waiting to get it out of the way.
Okay, so now let's go to Numbers 13. Now, the first five books of the Bible are the only thing that Jesus, all of the disciples, everybody ever considered scripture. That was the Torah. The Genesis shows the mystery of the of God or Christ incarnate in the world. The book of Exodus is the escape from the world. The book of Leviticus is the book that should show you the fear at all times, that you stay in this position of constant repentance. The book of Numbers shows us what Israel did because of their rebellion so that we don't have to do it. And the book of Deuteronomy is, Deuteronomy means second law. And they, since they had, for 40 years, they'd been wandering around in numbers, and God determined that it was necessary for them to be reminded again of the law and the terrible effect of their rebellion. And so that's the picture that we always see. Now, we're in, as far as I'm concerned, we've been in numbers for 60 jillion years for us. What? You're doing it.
I'm waiting for this.
All right. Numbers 13. The 12 spies have been sent to Canaan. Verse 17, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, "Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities that be they dwell in, whether they tents or strongholds, etc., etc." So they went up, they saw this wonderful stuff, and they came back, and now we have the report of the spies. Now the spy has to be, and it still is, the spy has to be someone that has experienced the land. And so the whole idea of what, you know, it talks about the fivefold ministry of apostle, prophet, da-da-da. Well, it's somebody that has seen the land has to be the one that's exhorting, if you will. Because you can't exhort somebody to pass to the other side if you don't have any idea what the other side is. You got that? So here now we have the report of the spies. 10 of the spies just came back with a terrible report, quaking in fear. 2 of the spies said, well, let's read it. The report of the spies in verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Parm to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and Anak with their giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. Now again, it only mentions 6 of the 7 people that are in the land, because the 7th, the Jebusites, are the ones that it keeps deceiving you. But these are the 7 high places of every man's mind, and all the counselors that speak to you about the problems and the issues and this and that and reasons and being prudent and all of this stuff. Everything that's opposite of the mystery of faith, these voices talk to you about. Everybody know that? Some of you know it intimately. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, and our wives and children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return unto Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephthah, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater and mightier than they. Now, unless you understand this, you can never know the fear of the Lord, because you will always walk in sloth. And say, and you, sloth is simply to say that this is for another day. Now, sloth, there's no way to describe how evil sloth is. But it's the fruit of the mind of man. Anybody understand this a little bit? So the moment you excuse your own rebellion, or the moment you say, well, I'm just going to keep going and then God will do what he wants to with me sometime, you already know. Anybody have any response to this? Do you understand?
I hear resonating along with what you said last night, too. You know, the idea of about...
I forgot what I said last night.
You're talking about, you know, letting your mind tell you you're depressed. And, all that stuff is the same. Refusing joy, this is what that's...
Oh, about. Yeah, this is the giants.
I got all kinds of reasons not to do this, so that's a sloth.
This is the meaning of the fear of the Lord. If you don't have it, God help you. That's all I can say. Oh, he's long-suffering. I'll just continue like I am. No. What's going on, Gary?
I was thinking about the voices that preach another doctrine. Everything in your head is trying to tell you that it's not this way, that it's another.
Just like they did here.
Yeah, same thing. That's a bad report.
Yeah, those are a lot of good reasons not to go into the land, because you know, taking off, there's the giants, there's lots of...
What are your giants? Responsibilities, family, emotions. Then we have Wade's World.
Where everybody's a grasshopper.
But then, one of my favorite scriptures is Moses blackmails God. And he says, and Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear of it. For thou broughtest up this people to in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, and that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven thy people from Egypt, even until now. I don't know if I would have had the guts to say that. Well, look, you want to see what he did? Before you do that, let's see what he did. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto we went, and his seed shall possess it. Why didn't he say Caleb and Joshua? Because Joshua was already with him and already in the land. Joshua, the type of Christ. Caleb, the best that man can be as a friend of the bridegroom. Don't stay in sloth anymore. I'm just waiting till I understand. The only thing you have to understand is what you can see with your eyes, the futility and emptiness of human effort. And if you don't know that by this time, then you are truly a fool. Oh, but I have great dreams and wonderments and ambitions. Well, how's that worked out for you in the past? It's just, you're just continually eating dog's vomit. Let us go up and possess it at once. Never leave. That's enough for today.
What you said last night.
I wish I'd remember what I said last night.
It was fools and slow of heart to believe. You're talking about the walk to Emmaus, but that particular line struck me. Fools. And you just talked about fools and described them.
And slow of heart to believe.
And slow of heart. It's, the same thing.
Slow of heart is sloth.
Yeah. Looking for reasons to not go.
What, Kayla? What? Share it with the rest of the class, Miss Kayla. That's why you should. Delayed obedience is zero. There's no obedience. Anybody else have anything, any response? Anybody understand? Anybody have any reaction to it? It seems to be kind of important.
When the result is not going into the land, that is all anything is about, there ought to be some synapse.
Synapse. The spirit of Skippy has entered Kevin. I think it was already there, though, wasn't it? Take it, big guy. Notice I've now have about 4.5 hours of rollover minutes.